taller buildings, more homes near transit, demolition of old apartments and businesses. Those are three parts of a major rezoning plan for Seattle's University District. Mayor Murray announced it yesterday, and he called the rezoning a first-of-its-kind move. KUOW's growth and development reporter Joshua McNichols was there. Hello, Joshua.
Hey, Bill.
What makes a rezoning announcement such a huge deal?
Well, do you remember how we've been talking and reporting on asking developers to include affordable housing in their projects?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's going to happen in the U District first. And it's wise because of this rezoning. I mean, this requirement that we talked about in dense parts of the city is tied to, you know, letting developers build bigger. And because the U District has been thinking about rezoning the U District for a longer period of time, for 5 years, it's going to be ready first. So there are projects that are maybe being designed right now that haven't submitted for a permit yet, that by the time they submit, this law will be in effect. Early next year, even, if Councilmember Rob Johnson's right. So we could be seeing affordable housing pretty soon.
Why does the mayor want to focus on the University District?
Well, light rail is coming in 2021 to the Brooklyn Avenue station.
We've already got it south end of the campus there.
That's right. But in this area, there's a lot more housing. You know, there it's great for Husky Stadium and stuff.
Right.
But here, this end of the campus is where the housing is. And there's lots of parking lots here. So there's actually a lot of room compared to like Capitol Hill, where so much of the property around the light rail station is already built out. There's a lot more development potential here. Plus, it's a really promising neighborhood because the UW is right next door.
Yes, the UW, the giant employer. And what does the university say about the upzoning plan?
Well, they're generally happy about it. I mean, they've been at the table, and if it's done right, it could feed into the university's larger vision for the neighborhood. They want this neighborhood to become what they call an innovation district. That means it's the place where all that government investment that goes into the university interacts with the private sector. In other words, it's where the university takes its big ideas and turns them into money-making businesses that help run the economy. Developing innovation districts near universities is part of a national trend.
Ah, so is it the University of Washington that's driving this upzoning plan?
Well, there's other players at the table, too, like the people who own all the parking lots in the U District. They're an organized group, and they've got a lot of influence, and they want to make money by developing the property. But a lot of them are also small business owners who care about the neighborhood's long-term health. And then there are developers like Vulcan, who's developing some housing here. So stakeholders like that, they may have different interests than the UW, and they probably control more property in the U District than the UW does. The UW needs cheap housing for all the people who work here. It needs cheap office space so that the startups it's incubating in the U District have a place they can afford when they live when they leave the nest. And if developers approach projects wanting to sort of squeeze the most money out of them, then the office space and the market rate apartments that get built could end up being more on the expensive end.
We're talking about our neighborhood, our work neighborhood, Joshua. KUOW is here on the Ave. And as you know, the U District has a lot of older buildings, a lot of older apartments that are relatively affordable compared to the rest of the city. What happens to that to relatively affordable housing?
Well, some of it will be destroyed. I mean, the mayor says a lot of it was sort of doomed anyway, you know, because development was coming. At least, he says, at least in exchange for letting developers build taller, we can squeeze developers a little and make them build some affordable units. But the places where I used to rent when I was a student here, you know, that was
me too.
Basically, you too.
Yeah,
basically
yeah.
A built out, you know, attic space with a, you know, no legal escape window or anything like that. You know, those places, they may be gone.
Now, we've been talking about some of the hopes for this University District upzone. Not everybody at yesterday's announcement is happy. So what concerns do the skeptics have?
Well, one concern they have is that we're going to actually destroy more affordable housing than we're going to build. Another concern is that if we build up the neighborhood so it's so dense, it doesn't have the infrastructure to support all the people. I spoke to a guy named Corey Crocker who's been lobbying for a public square in the U District. And you might say, well, they have all that open space on the UW campus nearby, right? Well, Crocker says, wrong.
We have no space of our own. If the university were willing to cede Red Square to us, that might be a good idea, but it's not going to happen. So campus is only meant for a select group of people.
Crocker says you can't protest in Red Square unless you're part of a student group. And having public spaces where you can gather whenever you want, that's part of a healthy, well-balanced neighborhood.
As we've said, Joshua, the University District has struggled financially for a long time. We've seen plans come and go with mayors intending to remake this neighborhood. So what is your take on whether this plan will actually work?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we did see one of our editors here was mentioning Greg Nickel's former mayor's plan to sort of remake the neighborhood. And they invested in sidewalks and street lamps. And, you know, but even after that, there were storefronts that remained vacant for years and years. Like the old Tower Records building was just a hole for so long.
Right.
But that's going to change now. We know that's going to change because of this one critical ingredient, the light rail station on Brooklyn Avenue. You know, there's so much development potential here, but I think you got to define success based on whether we preserve the economic diversity that's here now. There's tiny restaurants that can start up on a shoestring budget. There's, you know, bargain apartments. The Ave has always been this beautiful mixture of promise and seediness, and we'll see if that seediness gets preserved.
Should be fascinating. First neighborhood to go through it in a way, as we've been learning from KUOW's growth and development reporter, Joshua McNichols. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.